The symposium comes at a time when Wisconsin's most famous exonerated prisoner is facing murder charges in a brutal slaying. But organizers of the conference are doing their best to prevent Stephen Avery's arrest from taking center stage. At a film showing that was the conference's kickoff event last night, the founder of the Center for Wrongful Convictions at Northwestern University, Larry Marshall, defended the Innocence Project. He said using the Avery case to tar those who helped free him is like blaming a heart surgeon for operating on a man who 2 years later commits a heinous crime.
No one in their right mind would go back and say to the heart surgeon, you did something wrong and you're to blame, or cast any aspersions whatsoever on the heart surgeon. The heart surgeon did what had to be done, just as in this instance, the Innocence Project did exactly what had to be done.
During a panel discussion last night, UW law student Christopher Ochoa talked about the struggle to rebuild his life after spending 12 years in prison for a rape and murder he didn't commit. He said when he becomes a lawyer, he wants to make sure the right people go to jail.
I'm not going to become a lawyer to free all these people. I'm going into law to make sure that the guilty are truly guilty. I don't want an innocent person going into prison, because then the guilty person is out there committing more crimes. Which is part of my reason why maybe I'm thinking about going into prosecution.
While today's symposium will focus on reforms meant to prevent police and prosecutors from sending innocent people to jail, organizers say those same reforms will help convict the truly guilty. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.